It's Saturday night, and it's our first intermission, a little bit different than we typically have, as no Friday night contest for the Yellow Jackets this week. They open the weekend on Saturday, so first intermission this week, we will hear from Jeremy and his picks from the park. How was the Christmas holiday for you, my man?
Oh, it was really good. There was lots of good food. I enjoyed hanging out with family, as we did this week, and yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, it was a little bit different. You've always had, all you've known is Christmas at your own house, so this is the first time that you've actually gone on the road and come up to my place.
Yeah, it is the first year. It was a little bit different, but it was still really fun. I don't know. We've been doing a lot of, like, traveling in the, like, for the holidays, so I actually enjoy that a lot.
Sure. Gets you a chance to see some different places, do some different things, so that's always good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so picks from the park this week, and kind of looking to get back on the winning path. So where do we want to start this week?
All right, let's start in Division III hockey. We've got Tufts at UWS. Tufts are, you know, struggling a little bit on offense. Nobody's really standing out, but, you know, they've just been overall struggling on offense. UWS has a great offense. Durham, Martin, and Lopez have been playing super well the entire season. Tufts is struggling a bit on D as well. Josh Sarlo struggling to win games this year in goal. UWS has a solid defense. Svensson is an absolutely fantastic goalie. And UWS is at home, so I'm going to take UWS to win this game.
I hope you're right. This is always a tough game to call, the first one out of the break, because granted, it hasn't been as long a break as we've had in years past, but that first game out, they've been off the ice for a little bit here. Are they going to have their legs underneath them? Are they going to be able to play at the same level they were playing leading into the break? But all that being said, yeah, the Jackets have had a good offense going all year long, almost 4 goals a game. They're giving up less than 2 goals a game through the first 10 on the year. And, you know, there's nobody that has the numbers that make you go, oh, man, that guy is, you know, we got to shut him down. It's a very balanced attack, and it's, you know, you're getting some points from the blue line too, so the Jackets are in a really good place right now, and I hope you are correct in that we get the win here, and it'll be the third in the row.
Yeah, I think it'll be a win for UWS. Next up, we've got Division I, Harvard at Arizona State. Harvard have been scoring very, very well this season. Lots of players playing well. Arizona State has a solid offense. Walker and Sanchez are incredible players. They're both putting up lots and lots of points, and they're both playing very, very well. Harvard has a decent defense. Mitchell Gibson has been a solid goalie this season. Arizona State, you know, DeBrower is a decent goalie. He's got a .920 save percentage. This is going to be a bit of a tough game, but I think Harvard is going to end up winning this game.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. Harvard's got a really nice offense, and I know sometimes people look at those teams from the ECAC and say, well, you know, they score a lot of goals there, but when it comes to tournament time and the time when it really counts, they kind of disappear, and Cornell has sort of been the famous team for that over the last 20 years. But this Harvard team has a really good offense. Arizona State's got some off-ice issues that are going on there, and straight out of the break, like we just said with the Yellow Jackets, I don't know how good they're going to be with everything that they've had going on, so Harvard probably a pretty good pick there.
Yeah, Harvard's offense is just so good, and I will take that offense to win this game any day. Lastly, we've got the Blues at the Jets in the NHL. The Blues are a great team offensively. They have a lot of great players. Perron, O'Reilly, Shen are some examples of great scorers. Tarasenko is injured, who, in my opinion, when he's healthy, is the best player on that offense. So that, of course, hurts. The Blues have a solid defense. They have lots of depth. The Jets have a fantastic offense. Scheifele, Laine, Connor, Wheeler, you know, all kinds of really good players that play really well. There's a couple injuries, though, just like we've got that injury on the Blues. There's a couple injuries on the Jets. You've got Andrew Kopp, Brian Little, Perrault are all injured right now. The Jets have a good defense. The problem, I feel like, another injury, Dustin Byfuglien's hurt. You know, this game is going to be a very close game, in my opinion. I want to see St. Louis. Winnipeg's at home, but I think I'm going to stick with St. Louis to win this game just because they have less injuries than the Jets do right now.
It's interesting because St. Louis at the, you know, beginning of the calendar year was in the bottom of the National Hockey League, and it's a story that's been told many times. They came back and they won the Stanley Cup, and I think there were some that thought, well, you know, they just kind of they just rode the wave, and they can't be that good of a hockey team. They're just riding the wave, had some good luck and some really lucky goaltending along the way. And I think they're making believers out of a lot of people this year just because of how well they've played to start the 19-20 campaign. The injury to Tarasenko hurts. He's easily the most dynamic player on that offense. Excuse me, they've shown some balance, and they've got guys who have stepped up to take over for that role. So it just shows how good and how deep they are with Tarasenko being out for as long as he has been. Winnipeg's been fighting it. They've had injuries from day one with the whole Bufflin thing and just from trickles from him on down. So it's a tough year so far for the Jets. They're still obviously one of the top teams in the West, I think, but, you know, in a bit of a tough stretch right now. So St. Louis probably a pretty good pick.
Yeah, I think the Blues will win this game.
So St. Louis on the road over Winnipeg, Harvard on the road over ASU, and the Yellow Jackets at home against Tufts.
Yep.
What the world happened on Monday night? You were there. Yeah. What in the world happened?
I was there, and, you know, it was just really, really just ugly performance by the Vikings offense. The defense, you know, the defense was getting tired. They were on the field the majority of the game. You know, the defense came
40 minutes. I mean, two-thirds of that game, the defense was on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the offense could not get anything going. You know, the play calling was so bad. It was just bad. You know, I feel like the defense, I feel bad for the defense because of how bad the offense played and how long the defense had to be on the field. And, you know, for the amount of time that the defense played, I think, you know, if there's anything positive to come out of that game is that the defense played solid. But, yeah, it was just an ugly performance. The Vikings already have the playoffs, are in the clinched, so that's good.
That's the good thing, but, I mean, that this team has the makings of a one-and-done in the playoffs, and depending on who they end up playing, I mean, it might not even be a close game, buddy. And that's a painful thing for a Vikings diehard to say, but this might not even be a close game.
I mean, if I'm making the prediction, I think it's going to be the Vikings have to go on the road to New Orleans to go play the Saints.
And they're not winning there.
You know, I mean, I'd rather go to New Orleans than go to Green Bay.
I'd rather go to Seattle.
Yeah, but Niners are probably going to keep that seed.
Right. No, I'd rather go to Seattle and take my chances with Green Bay in the second round, but yeah, it has the makings of a one-and-done team, man. I hate to say that, but I just feel like that's the direction this bad boy is going to go.
Yeah.
There's still a game to be played, though. What do you think for Sunday?
I think the Vikings will – I'll be there, too. But I think the Vikings will probably win that game against Chicago. Chicago has no chance of making the playoffs. So, I mean, at this point, we're just playing for hopefully – I don't know. I'm pretty sure we still have a chance to get the 5 seed.
You don't.
We don't.
They're locked in at number 6.
We're locked in at 6.
Yep.
All right, then. Well, I hope we go out there and win because it would be nice to get another division game under the belt before we have to go and play, you know, whoever we play in the playoffs, probably New Orleans.
I hear you, buddy. Cheer loud when you're there. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you later.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with our first period summary right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.